Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
We talked following week one, another fourth quarter collapse. Is this team chokers? Is it in their head? Well, they got to get over the mental hurdle of beating the Chiefs, beating Patrick Mahomes, and winning in Arrowhead. This team has not won in Arrowhead.
Gotten close.
Since 2012. Since they won their Super Bowl. That is the last time they won in Kansas City. And I think this Chiefs thing has been in their head, so much so that Lamar Jackson had this interaction with Jameson Hensley following a 2020 loss in the 2020 season.
Lamar, how do you get over as a team the hurdle of the Chiefs, where it seems like they are the one team that...
Kryptonite.
How do you get over that hurdle?
Second half, like just like I say always, like we always start cranking up at the wrong time. We got to come in and finish how we start. Like we always go opposite, I guess, against them for some reason. We just got to tighten up and play better. That's all.
Now, Lamar has since walked back the kryptonite comment, but he said
that. It sounded like he was asking a question, though. Like, if I was transcribing that,
yeah,
I would transcribe it as our kryptonite with a question mark.
And I also thought he was, like, being a little facetious, too. Like, hey, it's our kryptonite, yeah.
A little bit, I guess. Still a weird comment from the starting quarterback. But
he's got a restaurant to run.
Lamar has really, really, really struggled against the Chiefs in these six games. He's completed less than 55% of his passes in four of the six games. Passer rating below 80 in four of the six games. He's averaging 57.3% completion percentage, 6.5 yards per attempt, 6 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. It's been a rough go of it for Lamar Jackson against Kansas City, where it's the complete opposite with Patrick Mahomes, who just absolutely kills the Ravens. He averages 335.2 passing yards, 72.6% of his passes completed. That's his average in the six games.
He ain't hitting 335 this Sunday.
That's a big number. 14 touchdowns to just 3 interceptions against the Ravens. And remember how crazy the Ravens and Lamar Jackson going nuts with Sammy Watkins, your boy, after they did win that game in 2021. And that was a situation where John Harbaugh went for it on 4th-and-2 on his side of the field, up by 1 point with a little over a minute to go. How things have changed 4 years later with Harbs. But this is a huge game, obviously, because you want to avoid going 1-3. But you can't drop both of the games to the Bills and the Chiefs because you're 3-9 against Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And at some point, you got to win these games. And at some point, you got to win at Arrowhead.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is the week. I don't exactly feel like things have set up real well for them.
I don't think they have either. And when it comes to, we'll give our picks tomorrow. But
I think it was week one last year. I think that was the shot.
No, the shot was the AFC Championship.
Well, that too.
In 2023.
Yeah, but I'm talking about at Arrowhead, right?
Yes,
Arrowhead.
Correct. I'm
well,
I'm with
how
you.
About the Eric Weddle game? Like fourth and a mile where Mahomes throws the ball in the air for half an hour and Tyreek Hill comes under it. There's been multiple examples of being of games they could have won in Arrowhead and they haven't been able to finish.
But it's just at this point where how can you pick them to win against this team?
I won't.
Until you see them do it.
We talked about before the season started, they have to get at least a split from Buffalo and Kansas City. Well, they already lost to Buffalo, so here we are. And they're staring 1-3 in the face if they lose this football game. Baltimore Game Day on Censor, Green Turtle Canton this Sunday.
Beautiful location. Yeah. Come on, they did a hell of a job there.
And that's starting at 1 o'clock because the game's at 4:25. At first hour, me and the Bone, and then the Bone, Vinny Serrato. Call-ins from Mike Preston as the Ravens play the Chiefs at 4:25. Coming up next, though, it's a Thursday staple. Lucy Burge, DraftKings, joins us next. Best bets and nonsense here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.